Book of Amos. Chapter 1. The words of Amos, who was among the herdsmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, Yahweh will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the pastures of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither. So says Yahweh, for 3 transgressions of Damascus, and for 4, I will not turn back from it, for they have threshed Gilead with threshing sledges of iron. But I will send a fire against the house of Hazael, and it shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will also break the bar of Damascus, and cut off the one living in the valley of Avon, and him who holds the scepter from Beth-Eden. And the people of Syria shall go captive to Kir, says Yahweh. So says Yahweh. For 3 transgressions of Gaza, and for 4, I will not turn back from it, for they deported as exiles to deliver up a complete population to Edom. But I will send a fire against the wall of Gaza, and it shall devour its palaces. And I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod and him who holds the scepter from Ashkelon, and I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, says Adonai Yahweh. So says Yahweh. For 3 transgressions of Tyre, and for 4, I will not turn back from it, for they delivered up as exiles a complete population to Edom and did not remember the covenant of brothers. But I will send a fire against the wall of Tyre, and it shall devour its palaces. So says Yahweh. For 3 transgressions of Edom, and for 4, I will not turn back from it, for he pursued his brother with the sword, and corrupted his compassions, and his anger tore continually, and he kept it, his wrath, forever. But I will send a fire against Taman, and it shall devour the palaces of Bozrah. So says Yahweh. For 3 transgressions of the sons of Ammon, and for 4, I will not turn back from it, for they ripped open the pregnant women of Gilead, to make their border larger. But I will kindle a fire against the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour its palaces, with a war cry in the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the windstorm. And their king shall go into captivity, he and his rulers together, says Yahweh. Chapter 2. So says Yahweh. For 3 transgressions of Moab, and for 4, I will not turn back from it, for he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. But I will send a fire against Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kerioth. And Moab shall die with uproar, with a war cry, with the sound of the ram's horn. And I will cut off the judge in its midst, and I will kill all his rulers with him, says Yahweh. So says Yahweh. For 3 transgressions of Judah, and for 4, I will not turn back from it, for they despise the Torah of Yahweh, and they have not kept his statutes. And their lies after which their fathers walked led them astray. And I shall send a fire against Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. So says Yahweh. For 3 transgressions of Israel, and for 4, I will not turn back from it, for they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of sandals. Those who trample upon the dust of the earth to be on the head of the helpless, and they divert the way of the humble. And a man and his father will go into the same girl, in order to profane the name of my holiness. And they will stretch out beside every altar, and on garments taken in pledge. And they will drink wine of those being fined in the house of their Elohim. Yet I destroyed the Amorite from before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the great trees. And I destroyed his fruit from above and his roots from below. Also I brought you up from the land of Egypt and led you in the wilderness 40 years, to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up from your sons for prophets, and for Nazarites from your young men. Is this not even so, O sons of Israel, declares Yahweh? But you gave the Nazarites wine to drink, and you commanded the prophets, saying, Do not prophesy. Behold, I am pressed under you, as a cart full with produce is pressed. And refuge shall perish from the swift, and the strong shall not strengthen his power, nor shall the mighty deliver his life. And he who handles the bow shall not stand, and the swift-footed shall not save, and the horse-rider shall not save his life. And the strong in heart among the mighty shall flee naked in that day, declares Yahweh. Chapter 3. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, sons of Israel, against all the family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth. On account of this, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Will two walk together except they are agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when there is no prey for him? Will a young lion cry out of his den except he has caught something? Will a bird fall into a trap on the ground, and there is no bait for it? Will a trap spring up from the ground, and nothing at all be caught? If a ram's horn is blowing in a city, will the people not also tremble? If there is a calamity in a city, has Yahweh not even done it? For Adonai Yahweh will do nothing unless he reveals his secret counsel to his servants the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? Adonai Yahweh has spoken, who will not prophesy? Make it heard at the palaces in Ashdod, and at the palaces in the land of Egypt, and say, gather yourselves on the mountains of Samaria and see many panics in its midst, and oppressions in its midst. For they do not know to do right, declares Yahweh, those who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. So Adonai Yahweh says this, an enemy. And he shall be all around the land. And he shall bring you down from your fortress, and your palaces shall be plundered. So says Yahweh. As the shepherd snatches two legs out of the mouth of the lion, or a piece of an ear, so shall the sons of Israel be snatched, those who dwell in Samaria in a corner of a bed, and in Damascus on a couch. Hear and testify in the house of Jacob, declares Adonai Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts. For in the day I punish the transgressions of Israel on him, I will also call to account on the altars of Bethel. And the horns of the altar will be cut off and will fall to the ground. And I will strike the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall be swept away, declares Yahweh. Chapter 4. Hear this word, cows of Bashan who are in the mountain of Samaria, who are oppressing the helpless, those crushing the poor, who say to their husbands, bring in, that we may drink. Adonai Yahweh has sworn by his holiness that the days are coming that he will lift you up with meat hooks, and the last of you with fish hooks. And you shall go out at the breaches, each woman before her. And you shall cast yourself to Harmonea, declares Yahweh. Enter Bethel and rebel, increase transgressing at Gilgal. And bring your sacrifices for the morning, your tithes for 3 days. And offer a sacrifice of a thanksgiving offering that is leavened. And cry out, call out the voluntary offerings. For so you love to do, sons of Israel, declares Adonai Yahweh. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in your places, and you have not returned to me, declares Yahweh. And I have also withheld the rain from you when it was yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused rain to fall on one city, and caused it not to rain on another city. One piece was rained on, and the piece where it did not rain was dried up. So two or three cities staggered to one city in order to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me, declares Yahweh. I have struck you with blasting and mildew. The multitude of your gardens and your vineyards, and your figs, and your olives are devoured by the creeping locust. Yet you have not returned to me, declares Yahweh. I have sent a plague among you in the way of Egypt, I have killed your young men with the sword and your horses with captivity. And I have made the stench of your camps to come up even into your nostrils. Yet you have not returned to me, declares Yahweh. I have overturned among you, as Elohim overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet you have not returned to me, declares Yahweh. So I will do this to you, O Israel, because of this I will do to you, prepare to meet your Elohim, O Israel. For, behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind and declares to man what his thought is, he who makes the dawn darkness, and treads on the high places of the earth, Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, is his name. Chapter 5. Hear this word which I am lifting up against you, a dirge, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel has fallen, and will not arise again, she lies forsaken on her land, there is no one raising her up. For so says Adonai Yahweh, the city that goes out by 1,000 shall have 100 left. And that which goes out by 100 shall have 10 left in the house of Israel. For so says Yahweh to the house of Israel, seek me, and live. But do not seek Bethel, and do not enter Gilgal, and do not cross over to Beersheba. For Gilgal going, shall go into exile, and Bethel shall be for nothing. Seek Yahweh, and live, that he not break out like a fire on the house of Joseph, and consume, and no one is putting it out for Bethel. He abandoned those who turn justice and righteousness into wormwood on the earth. He who created the Pleiades and Orion, and turns the deep darkness into the morning, and he darkened the day into night. Who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the face of the earth, Yahweh is his name. Who flashes out with destruction on the strong, yea, destruction comes on the fortress. They hate him who rebukes in the gate, and they despise him who speaks uprightly. So, because of your trampling on the poor, and you take tribute of grain from him. You have built houses of hewn stones, but you shall not dwell in them. You have planted desirable vineyards, but you shall not drink wine from them. For I know your many transgressions, and your many sins. Distressing the just, taking of a bribe, and turning aside the poor in the gate. So the understanding ones shall keep silent in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, and so Yahweh the Elohim of hosts shall be with you, as you have spoken. Hate evil, and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that Yahweh the Elohim of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. So Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, Yahweh, says this. Wailing shall be in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, Alas! Alas! And they shall call the farmer to the mourning, and those knowing wailing to lamentation. And wailing shall be in all vineyards, for I will pass among you, says Yahweh. Woe to those desiring the day of Yahweh! What is this for you? The day of Yahweh is darkness, and not light. It is as if a man fled before a lion, and the bear met him. Or he goes into the house and leans his hand against the wall, and a snake bites him. Shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness, and not light, even very dark, and not any brightness in it? I hate, I reject your feast days, and I will not delight in your festive assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not be pleased, nor will I regard the peace offerings of your fat animals. Take away from me the noise of your songs, and I will not hear the melody of your stringed instruments. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Have you brought near sacrifices and food offerings to me 40 years in the wilderness, O house of Israel? Yea, you have lifted up the booth of your Molech, and Kiyun, your images, the star of your gods which you made for yourselves. And I will exile you beyond Damascus, says Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts is his name. Chapter 6. Woe to those at ease in Zion, and those trusting in the mountain of Samaria, those noted as the leader of the nations. And the house of Israel came to them. Cross to Calneh and see, and from there go to the great Hamath, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are they better than these kingdoms, or their border than your border? You who put the evil day far away, and cause the seat of violence to come near. Who lie on beds of ivory and stretch themselves on their couches, and those eating the lambs from the flock, and bull calves from the midst of the stall. Those chanting with the mouth of the harp, they invent instruments of song for themselves like David. Who drink bowls of wine, and they anoint with the best of oils, but they are not grieved for the breaking of Joseph. So now they shall go into exile with the first of the exiles, and the feast of those who stretch themselves shall cease. Adonai Yahweh has sworn by himself, declares Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts. I abhor the pride of Jacob, and hate his palaces, and I will shut up the city and its fullness. And it shall be, if 10 men remain in one house, then they shall die. And his uncle shall lift him up, and he who burns him, to bring out the bones from the house, and he shall say to that one left in the recesses of the house, Are any still with you? And he shall say, No. Then he shall say, Hush! For no one shall mention the name of Yahweh. For behold, Yahweh commands, and he will strike the great house into pieces, and the little house into cracks. Shall horses run on the rock? Or will one plow there with oxen? For you have turned justice into poison, and the fruit of righteousness into wormwood. Those rejoicing for nothing, those saying, Have we not taken horns to ourselves by our own strength? For, behold, I will raise a nation up against you, O house of Israel, declares Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts. And they shall oppress you from the entrance of Hamath to the torrent of the Arabah. Chapter 7. Adonai Yahweh made me see this. and, behold, he is forming locusts at the beginning of the coming up of the late grass, even behold, the after crop after the mowings of the king. And it happened when it had made an end of eating the vegetation of the land, then I said, Adonai Yahweh, I pray, forgive. How can Jacob stand? For he is small. Yahweh changed his mind concerning this, it shall not be, says Yahweh. Adonai Yahweh made me to see this. And behold, Adonai Yahweh was calling to contend by fire. And it consumed the great deep, and it was devouring part of it. Then I said, Adonai Yahweh, I beg you, stop. How can Jacob rise up? For he is small. Yahweh changed his mind concerning this, it shall not be, says Adonai Yahweh. He made me see this. And behold, Yahweh was standing by the plumb line wall, and a plumb line in his hand. And Yahweh said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. And Yahweh said, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass over him any more. And the high places of Isaac shall be desolated, and the holy places of Israel shall be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, the king of Israel, saying, Amos has plotted against you in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to endure all his words. For so Amos says, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel going shall go into exile out of his land. And Amaziah said to Amos, Prophet, go. Flee for yourself into the land of Judah, and eat bread there, and prophesy there. But do not again prophesy at Bethel any more, for it is the king's holy place, and it is the royal house. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was not a prophet, nor was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a pincher of sycamore trees. And Yahweh took me from behind the flock, and Yahweh said to me, Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now then, hear the word of Yahweh. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not drop words against the house of Isaac. So Yahweh says this, Your wife shall be a harlot in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be divided by a line. And you shall die in a defiled land. And Israel going shall go into exile from his land. Chapter 8. Adonai Yahweh showed me this. And behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. And Yahweh said to me, The end has come on my people Israel, I will not again pass over him any more. And they will howl the songs of the sanctuary in that day, declares Adonai Yahweh. The dead bodies shall be many, in every place one shall throw them out, saying, Hush! Hear this, you who swallow up the poor, even to make the humble of the earth to cease. Saying, When will the new moon have passed, so that we may buy grain? Or the Sabbath, so that we may open the wheat, making smaller the ephah, and making greater the shekel, and to falsify the deceitful balances. In order to buy the helpless with silver, and the poor for a pair of sandals, and sell the chaff of the wheat. Yahweh has sworn by the pride of Jacob, Surely I will not ever forget all their works. Shall not the land tremble for this, and all who dwell in it mourn? And all of it shall go up like the light, and it shall overflow and sink like the Nile of Egypt. And it shall be in that day, declares Adonai Yahweh, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in light of the day. And I will turn your feasts to mourning, and all your songs into a dirge. And I will bring up sackcloth on all loins, and baldness on every head. And I will make it like the mourning for an only one, and the end of it shall be like a bitter day. Behold, the days are coming, declares Adonai Yahweh, that I will send a famine into the land, not a famine for bread, nor a thirst for water, but rather a famine for hearing the words of Yahweh. And they shall stagger from sea to sea, and from the north even to east, they shall roam about to seek the word of Yahweh, and they shall not find it. In that day the beautiful virgins and the young men shall faint with thirst. They who swear by the guilt of Samaria, and say, As your Elohim lives, O Dan! And, as the way of Beersheba lives. Even they shall fall, and not rise again. Chapter 9. I saw, Aleph Tav, Yahweh, standing by the altar. And he said, strike the capital of the door, and the thresholds will shake, and cut them off on the head of all of them. And I will kill the last of them with the sword. Not one of them who flees will flee, and not a fugitive of them will escape. And if they dig through into Sheol, from there my hand will take them. And if they go up to the heavens, from there I will bring them down. And if they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out from there. And if they hide from my eyes in the bottom of the sea, from there I will command the serpent, and he will bite them. And if they go into exile before their enemies, from there I will command the sword, and it will kill them. And I will set my eyes on them for evil, and not for good. And Adonai Yahweh of hosts is he who touches the earth so that it melts, and all dwelling in it shall mourn. And all of it will rise up like the Nile, and sink down like the Nile of Egypt. It is he who builds his staircase in the heavens, and his firmament he has founded, binding the heavens over the earth. He who calls for the sea waters and pours them out on the face of the earth, Yahweh is his name. Are you not like the sons of the Ethiopians to me, O sons of Israel? Declares Yahweh. Have I not brought Israel up out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of Adonai Yahweh are on the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from the face of the earth, only that I will not completely destroy the house of Jacob, declares Yahweh. For behold, I will command, and I will shake the house of Israel among all the nations, as one shakes with a sieve, yet not a grain shall fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, those who say, the calamity shall not draw near or confront us. In that day I will raise up the Sukkoth of David that has fallen, and I will wall up its breaks. And I will raise up its ruins, and I will build it as the days of old. So that they may possess the remnant of Edom, and all the nations on whom my name is called, declares Yahweh who is doing this. Behold, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him who draws along seed. And the mountains shall drip new must, and all the hills will be dissolved. And I will bring back the captivity of my people Israel. And they shall build the waste cities, and live in them. And they shall plant vineyards, and drink the wine of them. They shall also make gardens, and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them on their land, and they shall never again be pulled up out of their land which I have given to them, says Yahweh your Elohim.